We are 103.9 WDKX, the Wake Up Club. Thank you for making this part of your day. This half hour, WDKX Wake Up Club is being brought to you by MCC. Why? Because we have MCC's sixth president, Dr. Deanna Birx Nana. Hello, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for having me.
Good to have you in studio. So I was just asking you, we were off air a bit. You've been in the Rochester area, obviously the brand new president of MCC, for a couple of months now. When did you get into Rochester?
We arrived in April of this year.
All right, so April of this year, you had a chance to get around and see. What do you think of the area thus far?
It's beautiful. It's everything I would have wanted it to be. It's fascinating in terms of the region, the things that it offers, culture, diversity. It has beautiful lakes, and I'm here on the Great Lakes Tour.
All right, well, it's funny because you said that off here because I was asking him, like, you come from, like, Minnesota by way of Michigan originally. And I was asking, like, there's not much weather change that you're going through. Like, you went through the Great Lakes tour, so this is the last stop?
It's the last stop. I'm here. I'm home.
All right. Well, it's good to have you here in Rochester and a part of what's going on at MCC. So I saw this article. Channel 10 did a story on it. And I feel like, you know, you're coming in with MCC, one of the best community colleges there is, if not in this area, in the country. So you're coming in with an established MCC history. But over the last 10 years, I guess they did a report that said that, you know, the number of people going to community college has gone down. Now, you've only been here for a couple of months. So, I mean, here you are tasked with trying to get people to recommit to one of the best community colleges in the country.
Thanks for realizing that MCC really is among the best community colleges in the nation. And not only do we know that here in Rochester, but the nation knows that. It certainly is. Declining enrollment has been plaguing the nation. And we proudly serve the populations that are typically underrepresented and underserved. And that includes our new American populations as well. That population, as we know, especially with COVID, has been even more severely and adversely impacted by it. And we're here to help to make that access and affordability outreach to the masses. We are prepared to accept students and to support them in holistic supports that they may need, depending on what their unique circumstances are. So it is time. Our focus is on student success.
Student success. Okay. All right. So somebody getting ready to go into maybe their senior year of high school, or maybe even thinking about going back to school, which a number of people have thought about maybe getting another degree, a different career field. What is it that the MCC comes in with a brand new president, brand new philosophy, and remember, straight off a pandemic, too?
Well, we've always been student focused at MCC, but I'm heightening the influence about how do we make sure that we really bolster the supports that students need. So whether you're a high schooler, you're still in high school, you haven't yet graduated, and you're thinking about college, we want you to think about also our dual enrollment options where you can actually start college before you complete high school. And then for those typical high school graduates that are coming into post-secondary education with us, or maybe an adult looking to skill up. We support our students, whether you're needing just one class, a credential, or a two-year degree, or you're thinking about an affordable first step that allows for you to get to the point of transferring to a four-year university. We're there for you. We have supports for students. We make sure that we meet students' holistic needs, whether it is the childcare options, there are food insecurities that students have, basic needs. We're focused on making sure that we meet the holistic needs of our students so you can succeed at MCC.
Dr. Birx Nana joins us now, sixth president of MCC, Monroe Community College, in studio this morning here on the show. Let's talk a bit about the money. A lot of people are in situations financially where they may be digging out of a hole that just got created within the last year, maybe the last 3 years, last 4 years. The affordability of college going forward, especially community college, can MCC help with somebody dealing with financial woes right now?
Absolutely. And a vast majority of our students don't pay anything to attend MCC. The Pell Grants and TAP is available to students. Those are state and federal grant opportunities. We're here to discuss those with students depending on their financial circumstance. And then we also have a phenomenal foundation of supporters throughout our community that gift MCC with funds that then backfill some of those, whether it is support needs that students have. So, we have a large population of our students that pay zero for college. We'd love to talk to your listeners about that. If they think that they may want to come back to school, there are options for ways that we can make that affordable for you.
What about, as we get ready to open up campus yet again, the guidelines for COVID-19, they're ever changing. I mean, as a president, you might be looking at this on a daily basis for, you know, students that will be coming back on campus. What are the guidelines for MCC as of right now?
Well, that just changed even this morning. Earlier this week, we lifted some of the masking requirements with the exception of in instructional spaces. And then just late last night, I had to make the decision that we needed to go back to masking on the campus. In terms of vaccinations, those are not required of everyone, but that's pending the FDA approval of the vaccine, which we're hearing may come around, maybe one of the vaccines might get that even in September. So we already heard from the governor that should though any of the vaccines become available for FDA approval, that it will be required of all SUNY and CUNY college students. And so if a student is intending to come to MCC, anticipate that we would, if there is FDA approval, that we will require the vaccinations. But at this juncture, it is not required. It's strongly recommended. There are a few exceptions depending on special populations of students that are in close proximity. For example, we have students that are in clinical settings in hospitals, and we want to make sure we keep everybody safe on our campus wherever they're learning.
I got to ask, you know, it's interesting when we have people in, especially anybody who's been a part of the community, a very big part of a leadership of the community. What made you decide to do this? Like, what makes a woman like yourself, what was it the moment that said, I want to get into education? What's your story?
My story is that I grew up in the house with educators. They were educators in different ways. My father was served as a head of principal of a, the president of a school board. And my mother actually was a teacher's aide. In fact, when I was in preschool and kindergarten, she was my teacher's aide. I don't even know if they still have those or not, but I had to call her Miss Terrell like the rest of the pack. So I grew up in a household where education was a high value, but I didn't grow up in wealth. I mean, my family had to figure out how to make ends meet. I grew up in an urban community, but I also had great influencers. The schools that I went to, my teachers looked like me. They instilled high values. They had really high expectations of us. And I think that was the beginning of me deciding to be an educator, particularly when my mathematics teacher saw my strengths in the sciences. And he decided, because he was teaching adult education in the evenings, he pulled me and one of my closest friends to come in and tutor adult students after school. And so that was my first taste of teaching. And that really allowed for me to understand that it's important that learning is a catalyst for change. And they modeled that for me.
And so that turned into a love of understanding and teaching. So it started at home. And then grew into, you know, moving along to the pattern of where you are now the sixth president of Monroe Community College. I tell you, it's good to have you here. Even if you took the route from Michigan to Minnesota to Rochester. It's funny because it for folks that don't know, off year, she pledged her allegiance to the Michigan Wolverines. So it's so great. I'm not sure how Andre is going to take that, but it was so nice of you to pledge your allegiance to one or the other. Because, I mean, you are a Michigan Wolverine fan, right? Or no?
I love Michigan sports altogether. So, no, I did not take a side. I want to go on record to say.
Who do you like better, Magic Johnson or Chris Webber?
You are not going to hem me down.
Yeah, it's so funny, of course. You know, and you're from, what is it, Muskegon? Muskegon, Michigan?
Michigan, on the west side of Michigan.
Well, it's all good. I you know, you told us your story a little bit off air, and you grew up in a community just like Rochester.
Yes.
And I think that's what's so interesting about this. A lot of people want to know, you know, who is this lady coming in to run MCC? And can she relate to me?
absolutely, I can relate. My community was a community of Black and brown people. Even my teachers, my educators, my neighbors, the doctors that cared for my body and my family, that birthed my children. In fact, I tell people the story that I think diversity, equity, inclusion was in my blood because I was literally born into the world by the hands of a Tuskegee Airman, Dr. Robert Garrison. And I say that that moment, along with the blood that was already in me with my family, really made priority about equity and inclusion and access and opportunity for everyone in every zip code of my communities. Very important. And so, you know, my friends, my family, I love people all together. It doesn't matter what the shade of the skin is and where your origins are. And my husband's from Nigeria. And so, you know, international and new Americans are close and dear to my heart. I know that experience of immigrants into the community. All those things resonated with me, along with so many other beautiful things about the Finger Lakes region and Rochester altogether. I had literally, as soon as we got here, I knew we were home.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, I tell you what, Doc, it was nice to meet you. I'm glad you're here. You seem like you're very passionate about leading this community, leading MCC, being a part of it. You champion for it. And we appreciate you being on the community champion station, WDKX, okay?
Thank you. Thank you so much.
We are 103.9 WDKX. Good morning. Mm-hmm.